I want to take you to Galatians. Father, we want to have you fill up the understanding in our hearts of who you are. And more than anything else, about what you are becoming in us. Amen?
Amen.
I'll be right back. This was given to me quite a few years ago. And I believe this is a little bit of a picture of the robe that our Lord wears of all the different parts of the world that are connected. And it's the corporate Christ. Corporate Christ. So when he came the first time, he certainly looked like a very ordinary man. But when he returns for the second time, he's going to return in a body of believers covering all the nations of the earth. So the mental picture that we can put in our hearts is wonderful. But that's the understanding of the natural man. Spirit, soul, together. And the body. When Jesus returns, he's returning as a corporate, multifaceted personality in a group of prepared individuals to manifest in the earth the presence of the Father. The purpose has not changed. The purpose of the Son in us is to transform the attitude of men's hearts. And when he does manifest, he's going to look different from any angle. And yesterday morning, there was a press in my heart when I was at the leaders' meeting. And it came back again this morning, Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. St. Paul says, I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. You can learn a lot of things about God. You can put your nose in the Word of God, and you can learn this thing from cover to cover and never know or understand in relationship the Son. You'll have a knowledge that he is and was born in the earth from Mary. God used her in a mighty way. She is highly exalted above all women. There's no doubt about that. She was full of grace. By the way, full of grace means full of unmerited favor. What about you and me? See, sometimes we put some of the past saints on a pedestal because that's what we were taught. Maybe I shouldn't say we. I was taught. And we held these individuals in high esteem, and they do deserve our honor, but not worship. And many transitioned these things above, I believe, where they should have been. Because we had a very low attitude, or at least I did, about myself. A very poor thought about who I was. Never conceiving that I was a part of a body. I was a part of a church, but not a part of the body of believers. The Holy Ghost had to break down some of the old in order to bring in the new. So, St. Paul, verse 12, I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. how much you and I have received by revelation of Jesus himself, by his Spirit within us, to each other. It's a two-way street. One lady came up to me and said, you know, you gave a message on the phone to someone and they played it over and over. And I said, to be honest, I forgot I did that. And, well, it was appreciated. Well, I realized that, but you guys do the same for me and you have no clue. Sometimes God uses you to transform me. And I need it just like you. I'm no more special than you are. I don't need a pedestal. I don't want one. I try to kick it out if I do see it. Okay? And if somebody builds one under you, get rid of it quickly. It's not from God. Verse 13. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. Now, if Paul could be used by the wrong spirit, what about your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody? Your child, your parents, it doesn't matter who. Anybody that submits to this deceptive ways of the darkness. That's the best way I can say it. The deceptive ways of the darkness. And they don't even realize they are caught any more than Paul did. He was persecuting the very church that the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to not only lift up, but make it stand on its two feet. Verse 14, I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Traditions of my fathers. I was there. I lived in that. So I can relate to Paul. I would never pick on anybody who is caught in that space. I wouldn't criticize them because they really believe they are right. And the only one that can awaken them is the Holy Spirit to shake and break whatever needs to be broken away and to shake them until they see. Remember, Paul's eyes were opened. Scales fell off. Acts. If you look at the book of Acts, you'll see St. Paul's journey. He was transformed, and so those can be that are stuck like him. And I'm not blaming them. But I know the one who can clean them up. Amen? Amen. All right. But when God, who set me apart from birth. Woohoo! Try that one on for size. But when God set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, he was pleased to reveal his Son inside of me so that I might preach him among my neighborhood, upon those who I work with or spend time with or have fun with. See, this gospel and this revelation of Christ inside of you and me will transform others. That's what he's going to do. And sometimes you don't have to say a word. Just your presence will change the atmosphere. What happens when you light a candle and you go into a dark room? Same thing happens to you. Verse 17. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. And I assure you before God that I am writing you What I am writing you is no lie. Later I went to Syria, Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. Churches that are in Christ. Yeah. What does that mean? What does it mean to have a church that's in Christ? They're in the corporate body. They're tied to your heart. Some are in their own abilities and in their own carnality. And all they know is to make a list and then do according to the list and rules and regulations that they have discerned that are godly. And you're going to be confronted with some of that. You say, well, what are you saying? Are there false teachers now? Yes, there are. Are there false preachers now? Yes, there are. Listen to the Christian networks and listen to their demands and their commands and some of their words of knowledge and tell me if it's God. Some of them are. And some of them are way off. And you can actually feel it inside your spirit man. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? Thank you. So what are we? We are in Christ, purposed of God to obey Him. By His Spirit to carry out what He commissioned us to do and to be. That's why we're different. We could go out into the streets and ask all the people downtown to come in, and some of them would. But would we be in a condition to grow up and mature? We would be babysitting. And that's not because I want to pick on anybody. I'm just trying to tell you, God's purpose for you and this house of prayer is His purpose that we're after, not yours or mine. My purpose isn't to please anybody. It is to please the one who said, I have called you. From your mother's womb, I have prepared you. When my mother died a year and a half ago, my brother, who I love very, very dearly, gave me a beautiful card. And in it, he points out, if you had not been given away when you were 9 months old, if you had not been brought up by Paul and Amelia, if you had not lost everything when you were 8, if you had not moved out of Canada, if you had not left Vermont, because by the way, he went to live with Nicole in Vermont, he lived on the same street that I lived at when I was 10 years old, 11 years old. In the same village. One house over. One house. So he walked after he got married in the same corners that I walked. And he continued in the card by saying, if it wasn't that you were removed from our family and set apart in a different country, you would have not had the seeds to put into our hearts for us to be born again and our entire family. So we thank God that He took you out from where you were comfortable. Allowed you a season to be separated. For God's purpose. And when I read the card, I couldn't stop crying because He says, these children of mine know the Lord because of you. And I go back and I say, but God had to reveal Himself to me first. And He gets all the glory. It's not all about me. But it is all about His plan for our lives, like Paul. Set aside. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, I am so grateful that you're forming a body of believers, a corporate body of sons and daughters in the Lord, to do a work beyond anything that we could comprehend. We're trusting in your grace, your unmerited favor, to pour into us the plan of salvation for New England and all the other areas we're to touch. For your glory, my Father. Truly for your glory. And today, I realize you prepared me in my mother's womb to do a special work just for you. In Jesus' name.
May I say?
Yes, dear.
When you started saying at the beginning, as God is my witness, when somebody comes to me and puts me on the pedestal they used to, I hated it. I did hate it, and I would go home and cry, and I said to Jesus, if you don't stop them, I will not get up and speak unless you stop it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember at the beginning, Dee would say aloud, she's my favorite, and I would leave this this church, and I was sick inside. And when I am inspired to talk, I always say to the Lord, Lord, let me say what you want me to say, and let me not say what you want me to say. I live for God. And even though I have a picture knowing that it looks like Jesus, I do not worship it.
Amen.
It is in my room, but for some reason,
amen.
I still have them.
That's right. Well, see, this is why I'm saying that, you know, not everything that is done by our fathers was of God. There were mistakes made. A lot of the people who put up the beautiful places where they were actually depicting the Bible, our grandfathers, my grandfather, my real biological father, could not read or write. Okay? So what did he understand of the church? He understood it in the windows he saw. He saw it in the statues. He saw it in the manger. I mean, I don't worship a manger. You know, but at one time, it was borderline, especially when I was a child. But God adjusted those things. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not saying this is bad, that's bad, this is wrong, that's wrong. God can use anything in order to reveal himself.
Amen.
All right? But when it gets to be that people end up doing more than they should, their flesh gets in the way. And I'm not picking on him. I'm just saying God will bring clarity to them. Just like he did with you. And just like he did with me. So pray for one another.